This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Film Talks On Air. I'm your host, Jane Ross. I have a very special guest joining me today. His name is John Maynard. John has accumulated over 40 years of film producing experience on both sides of the Tasman. He's recognised particularly for his support and encouragement of emerging talent, often with original and distinctive films. Most notably, he helped launch the feature filmmaking careers of acclaimed directors Vincent Ward and Jane Campion. He joins me today to talk about Vincent Ward's debut feature film, Vigil. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Jane. I'm fine. I'm really good. Just back from Pilates.
What a wonderful way to start the day.
Yes, it's 7 o'clock.
I am really excited that we're going to be celebrating the 40th anniversary of Vigil, for which you were the producer and worked with Vincent on what was his very first feature film, his debut. There are so many points to discuss about this film, but I really would love to, I guess, step back in time with you and have a chat about what your relationship with Vincent the film, but also very much where the film was made. What is your relationship with Taranaki?
Well, my relationship there is really quite simple. I was the foundation director of the Gibbet Brewster Art Gallery, which opened in 1970 and still is, you know, functioning more or less on the same policies that were introduced there. And I've always kept that relationship quite strong with Taranaki. Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful gallery. And it's fabulous to visit. It's absolutely stunning. So I love that you were the foundation director of the Gavette Brewster. Now, where Vigil was shot on location, though, is quite a different part of Taranaki. Talk me through that.
Well, it's to the north up towards Mount Messenger, and it's a very deep valley easily accessible from the road, and it was basically, you know, quite an interesting sheep farm, and it had all of the elements that Vincent required there. We, of course, eventually had to build a road, and we had to bring in a house and, you know, small huts and create a shearing shed, etc. And this was all done with one of the most brilliant production designers I've worked with is Kay Hawkins. And it was done over a long, long period of time. We had a very long pre-production. And many of the people who worked on that team were, in fact, local builders. And I'd had a sort of a background in building where I'd worked in between. When I'd left New Zealand, I was in the UK. I did some building there, worked as, you know, on building sites, etc. And I was very practical. So it was a wonderful experience bringing that fabulous set together that really worked with the screenplay.
Amazing. What attracted you to the screenplay, to this film?
Well, it was Vincent that attracted me as a great talent. You know, I'd seen, you know, his, you know, short films, earlier films, and it seemed to me a no-brainer to want to work with Vincent because I'd had a background, you know, in, you know, serious cinema in a way. I'd, you know, through the film societies, I'd worked in, you know, when I was in London, you know, I seemed to sort of live at the BFI, and, of course, I grew up in what I call one of the great periods of cinema, certainly of European and American independent cinema of the, you know, of the 1970s. So it seemed to me to be, you know, a wonderful opportunity to, you know, to work with someone with such potential.
Well, I agree that he is one of our great talents as a New Zealand and an international film maker, a true visionary image maker.
Yeah.
And of course, there were some amazing people that came together to work on that film as well. And you mentioned Kay Hawkins. We've just gotten in contact with him. He's going to try very hard to actually make it up to the screening that we're doing at the Embassy Theatre on the 19th of November. It's been wonderful reaching out to actually members of the original cast and crew and production. You know, we've got people like Simon Rees, who the editor, who's is going to be coming along to see the film as well. And actually, lots of people who know this film haven't actually necessarily had the opportunity to see it on a really big screen. So I'm really delighted that we've got the opportunity to celebrate it to mark its 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
Can you believe it's been 40 years?
Yes, I can. time flies when you're having fun. Of course, Bridget Eichen was a production manager on that. On Vigil, and Alison McLean worked on it, and you know, I've had obviously a lifelong association with both of them, and Bridget went on to work with Jane on An Angel at My Table, of course. So there are some very interesting people whose careers started there. Stuart Dryberg was one of them, and then there were many, many people who've gone on, including the most wonderful costume designer, Glennis Jackson. So, yeah, it was a pretty interesting thing. The most amazing thing about it, of course, is that a lot of people who are making film now would be very jealous of the time which we spent to make the film. We had a very long pre-production, and most of all, we had a very, very long shoot. I remember it was around about 10 weeks, and then we had some second unit as well.
Yeah, Fiona talks about that time as a magical Fiona Kay, the lead actress, who she talks about a family and that it was like being part of a very loving and supportive family who all shared the same vision of Vincent's, that wanted to, you know, really believed in that overarching vision and really worked hard, even on the hardest days, to try and achieve that.
Well, it certainly wasn't a lot of fun making it. You know, most were living in caravans in a caravan park, and you know, I had a tiny little batch on a hill, and it was wet a lot, and you know, it was all done during winter, and it was cold, and it was dark often, and yeah.
Yeah, that makes for a challenging atmosphere. But of course, that's when we look at Vigil, you know, that's one of the things that stands out is the coldness and the mist. And we really get that feeling of what it was like to be on a farm in winter.
Well, it's that beautiful light. And you've got to thank, you know, Alan Bollinger for that as well. Mm. You know, Alan is the most wonderful cinematographer.
He certainly is. We've been in contact with Alan as well, and again, hoping that he'll be joining us for the screening in Wellington. Now, when you got to see the film, when it was fresh and edited, how did you feel about it?
Well, to be really honest, Vincent and I were very disappointed. We had a rather gloomy dinner sometime just before Christmas where we thought, is this really going to work on an audience? And we were very down in the mouth about it, and even thought about approaching a writer to do a voiceover. And then Christmas came and went, and the director for Not a Certain Regard for Director's Fortnight had come out with the invitation of Lindsay Shelton to see films and to see what was happening in New Zealand. And he loved Vigil and said, yes, he said he would immediately accept it for Director's Fortnight, a very prestigious, not part of the Cannes Film Festival. In fact, it's a side event in the Cannes Film Festival, which was set up in opposition to the real festival in 1968. And but he said, this film probably should be submitted to competition. He said, it's a wonderful piece of cinema. And so before we knew, we were out of our gumboots and away from the editing room and in Cannes in a dinner jacket and a bow tie.
Oh, gosh, what was that like, John?
Bizarre, really. I mean, it is the premier film event of the year, the international film events of the year. They select, you know, around about 20 films. And that year, though, I think were three first-time films, which was very, very most unusual. I think Lars von Trier was there with An Element of Crime, and it was the year, which was certainly not a first feature, it was the year the Palme d'Or was won by Wim Wenders with Paris, Texas. Mm. And I remember being there the night that, you know, he was awarded that. But, wow. Yes, it was. All of a sudden, we were out of a little valley in Taranaki, you know, in Cannes, and yeah.
And the film received a standing ovation.
Yeah, it did, yeah, yeah.
Which is incredible. Yeah. I mean, what does that feel like?
Well, it feels a lot better than being booed, I can tell you that.
Absolutely.
Vincent and I followed it up with another film 4 years later, and both it was in competition as well, and that was The Navigator.
Mm.
Yeah.
Continued your relationship with Vincent, and of course, the two of you are still friends to this day.
Oh, yes, we are. When, you know, just recently we spent some time in Sydney together, and, you know, we're always in contact with each other. We've never ever we've never lost contact with each other. We are really good, close friends.
And I think that's one of the things that I've learnt about working with Vincent as well. He stays very loyal to people.
Uh-huh.
Which is really delightful.
Yeah, yeah.
When you look back on your time working with Vincent on his first feature film, what stands out to you the most?
Oh, just how stubborn he was. and how committed. And how hard he worked to get the smallest details right. Yeah.
I've heard Graham Tetley, who worked on the screenplay with him, and I've heard him in an interview say that Vincent starts with the image first, and that there was a particular scene, and it's a incredibly beautiful, beautifully shot and lit scene where the actress playing Toss's mum is sewing a tutu, and she's sitting next to a window with light coming in and a breeze. And he had 8 hours to capture that, what ended up being about 8 seconds on screen. And at the end of that shoot, you know, during the shoot, he kept saying, you know, it's not right, move the light. No, it's not right. Hold your head this way. No, it's still not right. We need to change a different angle. And at the end of 8 hours, Graham said to him, were you happy with it? And he said, no, because I only had 8 hours to get that shot and I really wanted Vermeer.
Yeah, well, I can really... we've all got stories like that about that particular shoot. And Vincent, I remember the first assistant director, who then was Tim White, came up, and he was very dark and said, and was quite angry that Vincent had spent a whole day in a smelly, small, little shed with, you know, working really very, very hard, and had only shot something like 30 seconds for the whole day of screen time when we'd had, you know, much more scheduled, and was really, really very angry. Then about 10 minutes later, Vincent arrived and said, wow, you should have seen what I got today.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's one of the most beautiful films that I have ever seen. And I'm really delighted that we're going to get to share it with an audience 40 years later. I'm really interested in hearing what people's reactions to it are. And, of course, you're in Sydney, and Fiona Kay is in Sydney as well, and you're going to meet up and join us via live link into the Embassy Cinema to be part of the Q&A, which is really exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I hope people actually do talk or ask questions about the humour in the film. The film has got some very, very beautiful patches of humour.
Yes, Toss in a tutu and gumboots.
That's one of them. Birdie and the Tractor. It's a very subtle and, yeah, it's a splendid film, and I'm very proud to have had something to do with it.
Oh, look, it's been a delight to talk to you today, and I'm just going to remind listeners that tickets are available through Humanitix for the 40th anniversary screening of Vigil at the Embassy Theatre in Wellington, and that's happening on Tuesday the 19th of November. There will also be a screening in Auckland at the Hollywood in Avondale on the 1st of December. John, it's been an absolute delight to catch up and talk to you today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jane.